We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Dum-dum-dum-dums. Happy Wednesday, July 15th. One day from the Syracuse Nationals opening up. Of course, so Whiskey Wednesday. Not the best of airs outside today.
You got course. Gonna drive your course.
Do you smell the smoke this morning?
There were three dead skunks on the road on my way here. One right at the very end of my road by my dumpsters.
What a potpourri of aromas for you, my friend.
So that's great. But no, you could definitely smell the smoke.
Yeah. If you're in your air-conditioned home right now, stepping outside is going to feel weird this morning because it's hot and it's steamy, but then the air also feels broken. Like Donkey says, it smells like static outside. It smells like static outside.
Yeah.
You're going to go outside and it's not going to feel like a normal atmosphere.
Nope. You're going to get whiffs of things.
Yeah.
It's that weird... It's because you smell now the chemicals they're using to fight it, right? Man,
I'm trying not to smell it. I'm trying to stay indoors somewhere.
But no, it's...
Hopefully there's like, you know, filtered air inside or something, but it's nasty out.
Wi-Fi making no stink.
Not going to be as hot as yesterday. Yesterday was ridiculous.
That
97, I think, 98. We broke the record.
Did we?
Yep.
It was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary.
That's not a temperature that's needed. At all.
High of 84 today, so a little cooler. I think it's like we're almost near the high already, as weird as that is. It's one of those days where...
Oh, then it kind of...
Slowly coming down, I think. I think we're kind of around where it's going to be.
Yo, all right. I'll take that.
How was everyone's Tuesday? Good. You were a busy boy. You had a cotton candy event last night.
Right. Fun little event.
Went well.
I think so.
We had a busy day yesterday. Went over and shot a video with our friend Ashley at Cuse Nutrition.
Yep.
Delicious beverages. It's on our Facebook page if you want to watch that.
Yeah, I got to get another one of them.
Another one of what?
One of those drinks. I need one of the hydration ones.
Well, and I was bummed because I left and I was like, dude, you should have bought a bunch of those protein balls for your kid, because my youngest is bulking up.
Yo, bulk up.
Yo, I got bulk up for sports.
Bulk up.
So he's got his protein drinks and his protein bars. I'm like, I bet he'd like some of those protein balls.
Well.
I'm going to run back over there and grab some of those. As long as they're nut-free. Nuts. It is a Wednesday.
I think they could be whatever that you want them to be.
Yeah.
Because she said like the Fruity Pebble ones and
I'll
stuff.
I'll bounce back over there and grab some of those. What do we got planned? Well, busy day. Busy day today, okay?
Okay.
What are we running through? Well, Mike from Russ Brothers is coming in. Russ Valley Restoration, the Netflix show. He's going to be at the Syracuse Nationals. He's popping in.
Okay.
Next hour.
Awesome.
We will also have those Five Finger Death Punch tickets, giving those away. Top of the 7 o'clock hour. And then again, like it's a Whiskey Wednesday. So tonight at 7 o'clock? I guess 2 out of 3 ain't bad. If we all just put a fan and point it towards Canada.
Yeah, we all go stand outside.
We all go plug a fan in our driveway and point it north.
Yeah.
Get that smoke out of here, right, guys?
I think that's basically what we should be doing.
Yeah, you think it's nasty out right now. It looks like tomorrow's going to be even worse.
Yeah, it looks like that smoke's going to be, or what did it say, the surface smoke? Risk is going to be very high.
Very high.
It's just going to be covered in...
This is nothing right now. This is moderate.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's supposed to be very bad. So, I don't know if you can stay indoors.
Yeah, just if you've got, you know, breathing issues or you need... you got asthma or you need an inhaler or whatever, make sure...
Those of us who are tuberculosis survivors.
Yep.
Thank you.
Make sure you're stocked up on all your, you know, your inhalers. Then you got your inhaler?
No. I'm a survivor.
If you got your nebulizer, I'm gonna make you use it tomorrow. Just so you know. Just so you know, okay. If you have your nebulizer,
okay.
I'm making you use it tomorrow, especially with that surface smoke is where it's going to be.
All right, be careful out there, guys. So. I'm worried about all of our people that got to work out of doors this week with the heat and now the smoke. I'm worried about you.
I saw so many people smoking cigarettes yesterday outside. Every time I was like,
that had to be so hot and uncomfortable.
Yeah, like that can't be an enjoyable smoke.
Oh, thank you. Posty says he's lost all respect for you mocking my TB diagnosis and survival. It was, I agree, Posty. It was serious. Mm-hmm. It was serious. Well,
so serious.
You see a bug in your house, and what do you do it? What do you do with a bug in your house?
It depends on the bug.
Most bugs, I try to catch them and let them back outside.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I ain't got no beef with you.
No.
You just got, you found your way in here. I don't blame you. I would have done the same if I was a bug.
Yep.
I'll try to catch you. I'll open the door. I'll put you on a plant. Send you on your way. Send me on my way. And I guess that's the right thing to do. As a biology expert says, specifically with ants, when you see an ant inside your home, don't squish it. Like many bugs, when you squish the bug, it releases a distress signal. And then more ants rush in thinking they need to dispose of the body, which is a weird thing in biology.
Oh, weird.
That ants are all of a sudden we got to pick up the scene before anybody sees it.
What's that? Was he dead? All right, clean it up. Clean it up. Nobody's seen nothing.
Let's get out of here. It releases pheromones that signals to other ants in the colony. When they get that distress signal, worker ants rush over to remove the body. What starts as one ant can quickly turn into a whole swarm. So by squishing the ant, you've alerted more ants. Best thing you can do.
Did not know that.
Scoop it up, walk it outside, and let it go. They also recommend trying to block entry points where ants are getting in.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Wipe down surfaces with lemon juice or vinegar to throw them off their trail.
Oh.
So they're not going to smell their pheromones.
Use lemon juice. You don't want a bunch of vinegar smell all over your stuff.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, mostly they're all good to go unless it's a wasp.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I'll probably if it's a stingy bug, I'm probably going to kill you.
I'm going to blast the howdy with my bug assault gun.
Yeah, I'm probably going to kill you because I don't want to give you a second chance. Yeah,
or a fly.
You're threatening me with a knife in my home.
Or yeah, exactly.
I'm in my home. Right? You're threatening me with a weapon.
You're trying to. Ants are just lost.
Stink bugs are just lost.
Doing a little B&E in my house.
Those little Japanese beetles, they're just lost. They don't know where they're supposed to be. But you're going to threaten me in my home with that stinger? I don't think so. Stay on my ground. We're blasting bugs.
Or a fly. Flies get blasted.
Yeah, because a fly, I'm not trying to catch you.
I ain't saving no.
I'm going to whip you with a towel.
Saving no fly.
You're just a grown maggot. Deep down, you're just a maggot.
Yeah.
And you're gross. Just because you got wings?
Right.
No, you're gross.
No, you poop on stuff.
Get out of here with your regurgitation.
Poop on stuff.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
White Stripes, did you see the, I don't know what ESPN is doing. I don't know if it's a show, but I was watching the video on YouTube of like the most famous songs in sports that dropped this week.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
This is White Stripes talking, this is Jack White talking about that song.
That, yeah, because everyone loves to
do
that.
The beginnings of Seven Nation Army, the riff was at a sound check in Australia. And I had just been checking on my octave pedal, making sure everything was working. And while I was checking it, I just played that succession of notes. Dum, da, dum, da, dum, dum. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, hey, Meg, give me like a, you know, four on the floor, like a kick drum thing. And play along with this for a second. And Ben Swank from Third Man Records, he was with us on tour. He had just kind of was walking by, and I asked him, like, hey, check this riff out. And he was like, hey, Swank, what do you think of this riff? And I said, yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
And that was it, and that was the riff.
He then goes and talks about how, like, he was like, a random pub that night, and, like, a bunch of sometime around there, like, a bunch of Belgium soccer fans started singing it, and it was like, like, oh, I think sports fans really like that.
I would like to see him
live. I would, too. I really like Jack White.
I've never seen him live.
I'm a fan of Jack White.
Yeah, everything that he does is really, really cool.
So that's a cool, I'd say that's,
neat, that's a cool
that dropped
little...
it yesterday on YouTube. Just type in, ESPN Seven Nation Army is how I found it, but they're doing a whole series on the songs that I guess relate to sports in some way.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. That's a cool because you do hear that.
It's easily chantable
in a lot of things because it's that start is a good start to get like your. Yeah, they played up in the dome all the time.
Yes, they do. Well, speaking of the sports. France falls yesterday to Spain.
That was
crazy.
Never in a million years.
That was crazy. You were saying how great France was going to be.
Not that they need breaks, but they got nothing, France. Not one break. Nothing went their way.
No calls, no kicks,
no, you know, guys. There were so many times where, like, I don't know what those goalies were doing. But they were just like, let me just play up here with you guys. And you're like, you're the goalie.
Yeah.
No, but I play up with you guys.
I don't know any players' names other than Mbappe, so I apologize. But that one guy literally sacrificed his body. He was in the box.
Yep.
Caught a kick.
Yep.
Right to the body. And he knew what he was going for.
Yeah.
He's like, he's in the box, and he's going to go for this ball. I'm going to jump in the way.
Yeah, they their superstars weren't.
Was it Yamal? Was it Yamal who took the kick the body?
Was it?
I don't know. The 19-year-old, the kid?
That is a guy from Spain.
Yeah. So.
But, I mean, yeah, just it was crazy. Dembélé for France didn't do anything.
No.
Their stars didn't do anything, and Spain's were in the couple spots where they could get a break. They did. They were there for it. That one guy, the name is hard to say. It really is one of the best players in the world, and it gets no recognition because he doesn't really... It's not really out there. Or is it Lathaba?
Oh, okay.
Or whatever. The guy you scored with yesterday as well.
Today you get England-Argentina, man. 3:00.
Oh, come on, Argentina.
Yeah? Is that who you're pulling for now?
I just want for England.
Not on our 250th birthday. I ain't rooting for England. Absolutely not.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
No, and let Messi try to get one more. Let him.
Would he hold like the record of the most World Cup wins?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't know how that works. I don't know who's got the most like of those guys.
He's nearly 40 down there on the pitch.
They say that as much as they can. I don't know if maybe like Pele is.
Oh, okay.
Back then, maybe did one like three or something. I have no idea. But it would solidify his status as greatest player ever.
So then, the loser today will play France for third place.
On Saturday,
and then Sunday's the big final.
Yep.
Spain versus whoever wins today.
Oh, I immediately said England in my head.
You did? Spain, England, you think? So you think you predicted?
I don't know. As soon as you said Spain, I went Spain, and you went Spain, not England.
You can see the future. You have the skills and the abilities. I ain't rooting for England. I taught our 250, bud.
No.
Not here. Not now.
Tell you, King, I said, God!
Whiskey Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Come get a drink with me tonight, 7 o'clock.
What you boofing tonight, bud?
You always ask me that question, and I don't know because I haven't gone to buy it yet.
What you going to boof?
I got a whole bunch of, like, you know, half-drank bottles on the windowsill right now. I should probably finish some of those off before I buy new ones. Okay, I won't. I'll buy a new one.
What if there's something you don't even know about?
Guys, I need you to help me understand what's going on with the daylight savings thing. So I know we go through this every time we talk about daylight savings.
Yeah, but this time they actually did the, like, first vote.
House votes to make daylight saving time permanent.
And they were all like, yup.
House votes, then it goes to the Senate, then the Senate votes, and then
so
it becomes law unless vetoed by the president.
The ball is rolling.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. That was pretty good, Josh.
That was pretty good, Josh.
That's pretty good, Josh. So they voted. They passed legislation yesterday to end the nation's biannual practicing of changing the clocks. They just said it was banning bi.
Get rid of that.
Nobody's bi.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Now, heads to the Senate, where it faces an uphill battle. Despite strong lobbying from the White House, the final vote of 308 to 117 means that what? If this passes in the Senate, are we here?
So this
time is forever.
So if they say yes, then right now is where we are.
So would that mean the kids go to school in the dark, or they're coming home in the dark?
I don't really know. I want to see, because I think it's going to look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It won't look like it does right now all year round.
We won't. But this is going to be 651 forever.
It'll be kind of light
later in the day.
By now, type deal.
I don't know
deal.
Why my brain can't understand.
I don't. Daylight
saving. Same. No matter how much I try, it'll be very dark in December mornings. What Katie's saying? Yeah,
because it's still going to be different because of how the sun sets and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But just how different?
I don't know. And I'm reading this article. A bunch of lawmakers debated it. Like Katie is saying in chat, it's going to be really dark in the morning now. So some lawmakers didn't want, like we were saying, the kids going to school in the dark. I guess if you got to walk, that would be kind of scary.
Right. So like
nighttime.
So like 7-something, it'll still be pitch black.
In December, in January, February, yeah, probably.
I mean,
walkers, you are allowed to come to school 1 hour late. Walkers only.
I'm walking now.
I'm a walker now.
From the parking lot.
I'll be in later. Walkers are allowed to appear at 8:30 as opposed to 7:30.
8:30.
So how do we feel about this, people in chat?
Mm.
Do we like this or we don't like this?
It's not like
this. What are the pros and the cons? The cons are what we're learning right now. It's going to be dark at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
People are driving to work at 7:45.
Right? That's a pretty big con, I feel like. Because how long is it going to stay light for?
So are we going to be like a nighttime show in the winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be on in the nights.
Well, no, we're
in the night.
The dark doesn't mean night.
Ooh,
just like a couple
gonna
hours.
Be extra creepy.
A couple hours ago, wasn't night. It was just very early morning.
We're an overnight show now.
Ooh, coast to coast with Art Bell.
Ooh, night show.
It's the handsomest boys. Night show.
Scary night show. So, yeah, I guess what we're in now is what we're going to be in. Okay. Assuming that it passes the Senate. I don't know if it passes the Senate. Things, if they're saying it has an uphill battle. And then what? Arizona, they've never done it, right?
Yeah, they were like, you guys are dumb. Yeah. Like, you guys are dumb.
Texan, they tried it before in 1974. It was a disaster. Was supposed to be a 2-year trial. They stopped early because they had a problem with people showing up for work on time. It was still dark out. Sorry, I didn't know I had to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure people would mess it up. They'll be like, or they'll on the day that it's usually whatever, they'll fall back because, they won't, not everybody knows everything. So they'll be like, I don't know, I fell back. It went back. I thought it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Now they've been at work for 2 hours already.
I don't know what my parents are going to do because my stepfather's already set the clocks back. They're already back.
They fell back.
So now he's got to go and change him again or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be confusing for him.
Speaking of, I want to show you something.
Okay? Me? Okay.
I want to show you something as long as we're talking about my family.
All right.
As I received a text to my brother and I and my brother-in-law, With the quote, "Who loves their mom?" As we have a brand new dock.
Oh,
installed
yeah.
up there at camp.
Hell yeah.
The days of getting the dock in and out are dead, my friends. They're over.
They deserve it.
Tam Tam Two Hips.
Love it.
Spent money on
Love
a
it.
Good, sturdy dock installed by professionals.
Love it. That's awesome.
So she doesn't need to fall.
Good.
Injure herself in her old age. And I don't need to risk my life twice a year.
Right.
Or my family members putting the stupid dock in. So.
Exactly.
Dock done. We got it. Yeah, that boat capsizing is where I'll be in a couple weeks right there.
You're not going on that.
I ain't going on that guy's boat.
Any of them.
Search for survivors after boat capsizing near Alcatraz.
Hear
we're going to Alcatraz. Not on that thing.
I don't care. I don't know what that thing is.
We better not be on that thing. But yeah, we're going out to Alcatraz.
I don't like that. I like you, man.
I don't like that
boat
sinking, though.
That part's canceled. You don't need to go to prison.
I don't want to. Well, we're going to open it back up. I got to go look at it. We're going to open it back up.
Well, that's mm-hmm. also. That's also.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate you stopping by. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. Come grab a drink with your boy on twitch.tv/theshow or, of course, theshow.fm. Show.fm. It's got all the links, and we stream directly to that website. So if you don't want to try to figure out Twitch, just go to theshow.fm.
Boom.
Making national news again here in Central New York, Cody.
The heat again?
No. Guy that got bit by a beaver in Lake George.
Oh.
Beaver attack.
I did see that story that there was an aggressive beaver up some near some lake and it attacked two people or something.
Brandon was in the water visiting from Burlington with his brother when a beaver started attacking his friend. Now, I don't know if he's going to wash his wound in the lake much like Joey did yesterday.
The beaver wound.
Yeah, he's recovering. He was visiting from Burlington, Vermont.
The first time my friend ended up picking it up, swam back at him. So we were like, okay, just is out for blood. This was a puncture bite. His teeth went through my stomach. He said something attacked him. I just jumped in the water, and then I grabbed whatever it was attacking him, pulled it out.
Why? Are they rabid? Was it rabid?
I think I read that some of the smaller ones or the young ones can do that. Or I forget the article or whatever the hell I read, but I think it could have been.
Health experts say it was a young beaver, possibly rabid.
Yeah.
Well, that means you are getting a lot of shots, my friend.
They both are, yep.
You're getting all of the shots.
I was a little freaked out. I didn't, think it was a beaver at first. You know, I just grabbed this little brown blob in the water. It ended up biting me a few times as I got it out of the water. So I was like, I got to keep a good grip on this thing. And then I just tossed him pretty far.
Yeah, Joe's right. He's got beaver fever now.
That's terrifying.
He said,
because you've seen their teeth.
Yeah.
They chop down.
They're trees. Joey Gladstone is in the studio, guys.
He's here.
Right. Joey Gladstone.
Yep. No, cut it
out. I was a little freaked out. Like he said, I saw its teeth and tail. He said after the beaver swam off, he started getting people out of the water. Now the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, is asking visitors to Turtle Island to be cautious. Beavers are typically afraid of humans, but officials say one with rabies loses that fear. That's what, yeah, they don't
care.
Yeah.
But that's weird, though, because I thought that they hated the water.
That's the last part of it. I think, good point, because rabies gives you hydrophobia and it makes you literally afraid of water for some reason.
So it's eventually going to just be on the land, like freaking out, running around on that little island that's by wherever they are.
They say, quote, if you see a beaver approaching you, I ain't turning around if a beaver didn't run to me.
I got a beaver. Coming at me.
High fives. That, they said, whether you're swimming or boating, that could be considered abnormal beaver behavior. Abnormal beaver behavior.
My band Abnormal Beaver Behavior is going to be opening up.
I don't know if Shrouded Survivor is telling me the truth, but I'll read this. Shrouded Survivor in chat says Lake George is currently closed due to rabid beavers. The one that bit him has tested positive for rabies. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just a chat.
Why are so many beavers all up in this?
But does one beaver, rabid beaver, bite the other beaver? Now that's like we're going to have zombie beavers in Lake George?
Oh, we got a couple of biting beaver buddies.
We got beaver biters, beaver bitey, buggy bumpers.
You know what? Bumpy beaver bitey, buggy bitey bumper brothers.
It would be nearly impossible for the DEC to trap that specific beaver, so they are patrolling the area.
They're going
to
shoot it in the head.
Anyone who sees it, just start shooting every beaver, I guess.
Well, I guess you probably just wait for the one that's
coming right. It's coming right for us.
Just starts coming right for you for no reason.
Well, all right. New water slide opening up. Floating is right. New with the beaver fever.
Oh, the beaver fever.
Rabid beaver. Beaver fever. Be careful. Watch for beeves. Unless it's the good one. A very special guest in the building. It's Mike Hall from Rust. Mike from Rust Valley Restorers. What's up, Mike?
I'm just happy to be here. It's been a long journey. Been on the road about 20 days. But
yeah.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of the show. I was telling you, I've watched all the seasons. I love it. It's on Netflix. But I started seeing you posts on social that you were on a ferry, and then you were in Maine. And I go, how did he get to Maine? You don't fly. You drove here.
Yeah, I drove here. We've been driving a 1970 Chevelle convertible we built last year.
Yeah?
It's already got, an American equivalent 35,000 miles. It's been to the Arctic Ocean. It's been to Vegas.
Whoa.
Been across the country. Three oceans.
And this is one you built?
Yes.
Yeah,
sir.
We
built that on our YouTube last year.
So, cool. Mike, if you don't know the show, and I guess my vague description of it is, you got a spot in British Columbia. You've just been gathering cars forever and ever. And then as far as the show pitches it, is you want to start putting these together before it's too late, right?
Well, basically, I collected cars. I ended up with about 600.
Yeah.
The show was supposed to be supposedly about rock scaling.
Okay.
And that's what I spent my whole life doing, hanging off cliffs, blowing stuff up. But mm-hmm. they wanted to do a show on us because they said, well, you're a character, it's a cool job, but we landed a long-term contract with a railroad in mm-hmm. BC.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, there's no way you're bringing cameras onto the railroad.
Yeah.
So they looked at me and said, we'll do a car show. Of course, I laughed at them.
Yeah.
Said, I've been collecting. You know, it's like a drug addiction, cars. Yeah. Once you got it, it's hard to quit.
And yeah.
Next thing you know, COVID hit, we're doing the show, and season two, we were on Netflix in 170 countries, and I'm going, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, because you're just a guy from British Columbia, yeah. And suddenly everybody knows you. What was that like?
I'm still not getting over
still
it.
Still not getting over
it's
it.
It's just weird stuff. I mean, we go to SEMA, I get people from all over the world. Mike, Mike! From South America, from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, and they all know me as Mike.
Yeah.
Because I've spent 5 years in their front room, and they wake up to Avery's laugh, and their wife is screaming, turn off the TV!
Yeah. I watched the show, and I it's always like you're struggling to sell some of these cars. Do you have one that you sold that you wish you didn't sell?
Most of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Well, I mean, you collect and collect, but I mean, I'm almost 70 years old. My mm-hmm. next birthday, I turned 70, and one day I woke up, and I don't know if you know something about possessions, but one day, the older you get, you wake up and you realize you don't own this stuff. It owns you.
Yes.
And what are you going to do with it? And do your kids want 600 cars? Is your wife really enthused about having to get rid of them
right.
if you kick the bucket? So we started having auctions. I sold the Field of Dreams. I mean, I've been down to 30. Now I'm back up to about 45, but like it is a sickness. It's a sickness.
Yeah. So if you're just out driving around and you see some junker, you're like, I got to get that, right? Because that just seems what the show is. We're talking to Mike from Rust Valley Restores. It just seems like I was watching an episode yesterday. You had an air compressor that you found. You gave it to your buddy, and if he got it running, you're just you see things, and you're like, I got to bring that home, well, like a pack rat almost.
If I had a dollar for every time I said to myself, and I actually believed it, I am never buying another car.
Yeah.
Swear it off. Like, yeah. God is my witness, stack of Bibles, you know, on my mom's grave, and then something comes up, and next thing you know, I'm dragging it home.
Yeah,
it's
weird
stuff.
It.
But
I
I'm sure it. I'm sure a lot of your audience has the same problem.
Yes, they do, yep. And they're excited to see you this weekend. Mike and Avery will be over at the Expo Building from 9 to 12 and 2 to 4, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is this your first time to the Syracuse Nationals?
This is the first time we've actually ever been to an American car show.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Your first appearance at an American
appearance.
Car show.
I mean, we've been to see him a few times, but that's not a car show. So normally we stick to Canada, but those great guys, Badger and his buddies, have been badgering me for about 3 years to come here. Finally, last year at SEMA, I said, okay, as long as you guys pay me in American dollars, not Canadian dollars, I'm coming.
Are you afraid you're going to go home with some vehicles?
It's just too far, and I can't fit them in the trunk of the Chanel.
Go see Mike and Avery. They are going to be at the Syracuse Nationals all weekend long, 9 to 12 and 2 to 4 in the Expo Center. Mike and Avery, Rust Valley Restorers. Love the show, Mike. Great to meet you. Thank you for coming, and have a great weekend, man.
Great pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to reaching out and having some conversations with some of the
You're going to have a great
fans
here.
You're
going to meet a lot of people.
Well, 8,000 cars. I mean, I was
doing
a tour of the yard last night, and it's going to be an amazing show. Come on out, guys. Syracuse Nationals. It's a winner.
We love it. SyracuseNationals.com for all the information. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Join me tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Boom.
Yo, word.
And boom. We're talking
boom.
We're talking the stupidness that is the radio industry in chat right now. As there's I guess Stern fired a bunch of people yesterday or 2 days ago.
I did see that. Yeah.
And he's just going to do one day a week, which isn't even a podcast, bro. Like, at least podcasts are a couple times a week.
No, he's just kind of doing
like, you don't have to do the job anymore.
No.
You don't want to do it, retire.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it's
like you're a millionaire. Now you're laying off a bunch of producers that probably didn't make any money.
Right? Just because he keeps his primary team intact, and now he gets the best of both worlds. And it's like, why did everything have to be exactly what he wanted? Like, that dude just never, ever, ever cares about anybody else
when it
comes down to it.
Pretty apparent, man. And it's like he pandemic happens.
Any chance he gets.
Not that I want to poo-poo on Stern. He's the best ever, but obviously he's made his money.
Yeah, the last, 20 years.
The last 15, at least.
Been garbage.
Pandemic happens. Honestly, after Artie left, it was kind of downhill, but pandemic happens. He starts doing a show from home. I get it. We were all nervous in the beginning. And then he just never came back. And he does his show from his basement at his mansion in the Hamptons.
It's weird.
While a celebrity has to sit in the studio and talk to a TV, which is wild to me.
A celebrity has to go down to the Howard Stern offices or wherever.
Sit on a couch and talk to a TV.
Yep. And he refuses to be there.
And now he's like, yeah, I'll just do one show a week. Like, that's not the job.
Because a lot of those Netflix is dumb and Comedy Central Radio and all those that have stations on Sirius they'll have these, like, comedians do one show a week.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Sebastian Maniscalco, I think it's just Tuesdays and that's it.
Yeah, but Sebastian's not a morning radio host.
No, but I feel like Stern now it's just doing that, where it's no longer... He doesn't care about the radio part of it like that anymore, where it's a show every day. Now it's just strictly for that. That's what other people are doing. That's what I'm doing. That's how you can get me one day a week. You don't need any more.
And I don't know why it upsets me as much as it does. He can do whatever he wants and people can listen or not listen. But I feel like the job, this job, is to have a relationship with your audience 5 days a week. That's what it feels like to me. Am I wrong? Like, that's what it feels like this job is.
At least not one.
Yeah, what? Like, he was doing three for years. He would do, like, Monday, Tuesday. He takes all summer off.
Yep, that's what I said. Once he comes back from his summer break.
Like, I get it. We take vacation. Like, you can bust on us a lot, but we don't take an entire summer off. I just feel like the job is to get up and be there with your audience as they're getting... I was telling somebody recently, the way I describe this show, at least, is... Like when you'd get to high school and you'd go find your hallway and you'd check in with all your friends before they started the day and everybody see how's everybody doing and have some laughs and you hear the story and then everybody goes about their day. We're just the hallway you check in with, whether it's here on the radio, which won't be forever, or on Twitch or the show, wherever we exist in the future.
Yeah.
We like to check in 5 days a week. That just is what the job is. And I love this job, and I love doing the show with Cody.
It's fun to connect.
So if you
want to
retire, then retire. You made your money.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Now I think he's just. It almost seems like he's afraid to let go
because he's employing all these people.
But now he's not. I think it's more of an ego thing. It's always been ego with him.
Mm-hmm.
Even way back when he was still good, he was still. I mean, you got to have some ego to do everything he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still pretty big ego. And I think he just doesn't want to let that part go.
Yeah.
But the show,
now
that I've had that series for a while, I tried to listen to some Howard Stern and the new stuff, you know, a couple months back. Unlistenable.
And I feel bad for the people in his orbit. Like, Robin will be fine. Fred will be fine.
Yes.
Gary will be fine.
The people that work for Sirius and all
that. But the people that are working
for
40 grand a year.
Then they're going to have to go find something else. Start all over.
And this isn't new for Stern. Like, I've listened to Stern almost my whole life. And there was a period, he does this as a negotiating tactic, where he's like, I don't know if I'm going to renew, I don't know if he's going to renew.
I
always felt bad for his staff, being like, all right, well, what are we going to do? Like,
we're
attached to you.
Dangle until the very last second.
Like, I can relate to Stern in a way that I feel responsible for you. I want to make sure you're taken care of. I don't have 30 yous that I got to worry about.
Yeah.
I keep this circle small.
Yep.
My only concern is making sure Cody is taken care of. So I can understand his guilt if he's like, well, I'm going to fire all these people.
But he's never been about that. He doesn't care.
Yeah, but he doesn't in a way, right?
No, because it's almost necessary because when you listen and you look at, once I started to listen, I went online and tried to see all the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
He has 30 people writing his jokes.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's not even his inner squad of those people write the jokes, and then they give them to his three or four people that then feed them to him. It's like, you have 30 people writing jokes for you and nothing you've said is funny in the last 15 years?
Financially, it doesn't make sense.
Yes. So you would know that's going to happen.
How is Sirius making money? There's no ads, or there's very limited ads. At least when I listened, I'm on the air the same time as him, but... Steven Singer would run ads. There'd be like random ads, but not $500 million worth of ads. And you're always telling me they'll give you a subscription for like a dollar.
Mine is either $1.99 or $2.99. It's $1.99 a month.
So
I've got every channel that I can think of.
On payroll.
Yeah.
I don't know how they cover it.
I don't know. No, he would throw in random, like, he would just be like, let me just, hold on, I gotta.
He would do his live reads.
The jewelers.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but that's not a $1 million live read. So no. I don't know where the money ever came from.
And we've talked about it before. Every episode you would hear, it's him going, "Well, I don't know. I don't." Beth, someone get Beth down here. Beth, hold on.
I gotta hear.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll bring Beth down here. Beth. Do I do this? Am I fun, Beth?
And I don't know how much you know about like his the people that work on the show, like Richard and Sal and JD and all these people.
Where are they gonna work? Yeah, no, yeah.
Nobody's
gonna pick them.
In a way, they've kind of sacrificed their life to be in his clowns.
Yep.
Because you can't be the guy they used to do like raccoon masks where they put their balls on each other's faces.
Or yes.
They would just do really homoerotic or stupid stuff. You're gonna walk into a bank and ask to work there after doing this for so long?
Right. They send him to a room where a big fat guy was pooping.
And they weighed his poop and stuff. What's in my pouch was another one. It's like,
no, it's just not.
I've done stupid things, but I know that I'm at least hireable in many ways.
Yes.
You're Sal Governale, who just would hide things in his foreskin.
Because I just don't think that anybody around on any other team there are gonna need. Like, again,
there's no other.
Sebastian Maniscalco Radio isn't going to need to hire JD.
No. But then you look also, I don't know if you listen to Sam Roberts. He does a good morning show.
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
Not bad. He's not my favorite.
I say good in the fact that at least he shows up five days a week.
Yes. And he interacts with his audience. He'll take calls.
He's got local ties. I like that he has ties, you know, to people that we know.
Yes.
I think Sam's a good host. I get it. You see a lot of him. You see a lot more than I do with all the wrestling stuff, but.
But no, it is still better.
It was just a weird time. If you're just tuning in, Stern is down to one day a week when he comes back. And he's fired a bunch of people.
Do we know what day?
Maybe Monday? I don't know.
Because I was going to say, he's going to show up on a Monday, do it, and then be gone off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, like morning show. Like that. I'm a broken record now. But the job is to do this. Show up and you be here 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Maybe four. If you're him, you can earn 4 days a week.
Yeah, you can do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But what is your staff doing the remaining 4 days of the week?
Yeah.
They just sit around and pull bits and find audio? Like, I don't know.
Writing bits that you're not going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
Hmm.
It's a weird time. It's just the radio news that exists out there. It's a weird biz.
It's definitely
it's a weird biz. I'm good. I got my Cody. Yep. Cody's taken care of.
We're good to go.
We're good. You know how to find us. We're here.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, come down here.
Show me your boobs.
Come down here. Come be here.
Show me your boobs. I'll give you a boob job and then show me your boobs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
You will always find us on the internet. I don't know where the radio business goes. I've stopped trying to worry about it.
Yeah.
I can only control myself and what I have in power.
Yep.
So the show.fm will always have everything. That's all I know. And as far as I can tell, knock on wood, we'll always be 5 days a week, wherever we are.
Yeah.
Because that's the relationship, you know?
At least we care about us and you guys.
Yeah, we do.
Other people don't.
No, they don't, but we do. We do. Yeah, Truman. So he works 45 days a year.
Right. Yeah.
I guess when you've earned it. I don't know. I've said enough. 315-364-109-KROCK-TALKS. And we appreciate all the nice things you're saying about us.
Love you.
We're in a deep radio worm all over here. I apologize. You're missing a whole second show if you're not listening to twitch.tv/theshow or on the show.fm. We were tuning in to see if we could listen to the show from the Villages, because sometimes Big Mike does radio in the Villages.
Yes, I do.
He's not on today. It's the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club is on Wednesday.
They are looking for a hot dog, a mouth. Look out. Police probing barbecue goods theft. Find fox with mouthful of hot dogs.
The fox did it.
To which Grace, also remember the Villages comments?
Yep.
No buns! Laughy emoji.
Oh.
Cutting up. I love radio.
They're just hanging out down there.
I love radio. I don't love the people that have ruined radio, but I love the idea of radio.
They've been up for 3 hours already.
In the Villages, dude? Yes, they have. Yep. Or the other thing happens. They probably just are retired and sleeping in.
I mean,
although
I would, but I think they just get up.
I find myself down weird TikTok live streams sometimes. And the other day I was watching a party at the Villages, oddly enough. It was like a block party.
What site were you on, bud?
It was TikTok. It was just TikTok. But it was like, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you use a lot of TikTok, but sometimes it'll be like every like three videos are like, here's a live that's happening right now. And if you aren't familiar with The Villages, first of all, there's a documentary that's actually too sad. Don't watch it. But it's like this retirement community. Oh. It's called something. If anybody knows the name of that documentary, it's called something. But it's all about how these people get old and then their spouses die and they move to the villages and it's just really lonely and sad down there.
Oh, really?
For some, for others, they're just living up the best life.
Just having a party.
Down in Florida, it's the biggest retirement community anywhere. Some of the most STDs anywhere in the country as well, you will learn, is these olds. They got nothing left to lose. They're humping and rubbing and
they don't care.
Sharing all kinds of...
I've had gonorrhea since the 80s.
So then I'm scrolling TikTok the other day and I get, just because I've always had a fascination with the villages, as longtime listeners know, it's kind of an obsession. And because it is kind of my idyllic dream. Because everything's at 4 o'clock.
Right, everything's early.
And you get to drive golf carts around, and you got your little house, which is kind of like a little fort. Yep.
Pool closes at 6.
Yeah, I like all of it.
We don't need anybody out there swimming all night long.
It's 6:45. You're up in the middle of the night.
So you're just going to be out all night. Yeah. It's not a party pool.
I've had an obsession with retirement communities since Seinfeld, and his parents moved to one, mm-hmm. and then I saw like... how everything is like a community and they're all fighting with each other. Something about it. I've always been fascinated.
Del Boca Vista.
My pocket calculator.
The wizard.
The wizard. That's not a real wizard. You said you knew a guy.
Yeah. Do you think it's hot?
Is it hot? So I'm on TikTok and I scroll through and there's a party at the villages and it's exactly what you expect, except there's a couple of random hots in there. Like old ladies that have just stayed hot, but now they're like 70.
Yeah.
And they're just like dancing at a block party. And I'm like, huh.
They're waiting to go get some.
And what I also loved.
Old guy winky.
Is they were like, they kept showing this block party to be like the guy playing literally records for people and like old timey music.
Yep.
And then they would bust out like an urban jam from like the 90s.
And they'd be like.
Like a TLC song. And they'd really cut up. But I loved how they were panning the crowd. And it clearly just somebody's grandson was visiting.
Oh, no.
So he had to go to the party with his grandparents.
And he's just coloring?
No, he was like a teenager, which is almost worse.
Why? Parents, why do you do that stuff?
We're
going to
go visit Mimi and Boop Boop down to the villages.
You're going to go down to the villages for a week and stay
with
them.
We're going to go down to the villages and stay with Mimi and Bleak Bleak, okay?
I know.
Why do I have to, though? We're going to go we visit them once a year. We're going to go to the villages.
You're staying with Meemaw and Pee-Pee.
And then you know Meemaw and Pee-Pee were like, Peepaw was like, hey, all right, we got dinner at 3.
Yep.
We got the block party at 4.
The kids love tuna noodle casserole, right?
David's coming. And then poor David just has to stand there. While his grandparents, quote unquote, dance.
Yep. And then... David tosses him the keys to the golf cart.
David, I'm hammered. You're driving us back.
Well, no, it's why don't you head back home? We're staying
late. All right. Well, it's 4:30, so.
Okay.
I guess I'll do.
They roll.
Poor David just hit the villages.
Grandparents roll in at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
They're just like, lit up. Oh, God.
Well, that was a loofa party.
Woo,
we're
David.
Beat. Starts closing all the blinds.
Oh, I know.
It's daytime out still.
Text line, I wasn't saying it as a joke. The villages literally have the highest rate of STDs in the country. They're humping each other a lot.
Yeah.
David!
Yeah?
If you hear any noise coming out of our bedroom, just put your headphones on.
And if it's a couple people knocking on the door, let them in.
Yeah, let them in!
And send them into the back.
David!
Mostly.
Poor David sleeping on the couch. Hey, we have an open door policy here, David. You let him in.
Like 10 minutes later, he's just sitting there and he... here in the back room.
David, that's our neighbors. Let them in.
Let them in. Okay. opens the door. They're in just their scantily clads.
Because I didn't see, and his name, I don't know what his name was, but it was a teenage grandson. I'm going to call him David.
Yeah, it's David.
And it looked like it was one of those situations where like his parents probably dropped him off or made him go visit his grandparents.
Yeah.
So he's got to do whatever his grandparents are doing.
No. Well, not right now, though, because me, Mom, and Peepaw are about to get our rocks off.
David, Peepaw tried ketamine tonight. I'm in a hole. David, you done ketamine?
We're going to do sex to the Beckers from next door.
David, the Beckers are coming over. We all did K. I'm in a hole. David, have you done this?
What do we do now?
No, I'm 15. I've never done ketamine. Okay, well.
David, you bring Fantasia?
We tried it. We tried it, and I'm in a hole, David.
Do you have your VHS?
David.
I got you when you were six, David.
Just staring at his phone. When did my parents come and get
Please
me?
Come
when
get
did my
me.
Parents come and get me from my grandparents?
Please come get me. Peepaw is in a hole.
What do you mean Peepaw's in a hole? I don't know. He did ketamine. He said he's in a K-hole. I don't know what that means.
He said he boofed horse tranks.
Yeah. Meemaw's rubbing the countertop saying they're smoother than they've ever been. I don't know what that means.
Oh, the marble.
Oh, the marble's the smoothest. David, come here and feel this marble.
David, go feel your grandmother's marble.
Your grandmother polished the countertops. Go touch the countertops. All right. Meemaw's making me touch the countertops. I think she's on K too.
Meemaw's countertops are good. They're
so
nice.
Smooth, Meemaw.
That is a nice marble.
That's a good boy, David. Good okay. Boy.
All right. Bring everyone to the back room. I'm
All
ready,
right,
David.
Come on. And he's just standing there in a towel. He's just in a towel, but it's a way too small towel, yeah. Barely covering his thigh.
Yep. Got his little gold chain on. Squirts a little oil on
there. Okay. David, we will be out by the pool, please.
Ignore all smells,
sounds, any motion you may see, David. For your own safety, I promised your mother that you wouldn't see any of this. You're a little young. You're a little young.
For like an hour, Dave hears someone fall in the pool.
David, get out of here! Peepaw's grounded! He's drowning! David, help!
Hey, David, come save your grandfather!
Come
David.
Save your Peepaw, David!
He can't swim!
He fell in the pool.
He's in a K-hole.
He took a step backwards.
All right. Please come pick me up.
Please.
I don't want to be here anymore.
It's still only 8, 9 o'clock at
night. It's 8:15. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess what? We're going to be out and about on Saturday. Let me tell you about this. Okay?
Tell me about it.
The brand new Hidden Gardens dispensary is open. And their official grand opening is going to be on Saturday at 10 a.m. I don't have the address here, though, Scott. I got to find the... Where's the address?
Oh, I thought I knew it.
You know the address?
Not off the top of my head.
I'll get you the address. It is this Saturday, and Cody and I will be there from noon to 2. Get this.
Yeah, 911 North Salina Street.
911 North Salina Street. We'll be out there. We'll be your guest bud tenders. We'll tell you about... our favorite brands, maybe point you in a direction, help you out.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
We'll bring whatever show swag we still have remaining out there to say, here goes, some stickers or whatever.
How about that?
And get this, you car people, this is perfect for the Syracuse Nationals. They're giving away a 2016 392 Scat Pack. A car. They're giving away a car.
Oh, one of those cool little car things. I know
no
what those
purchase
are.
Necessary. Must be 21 and older to win. And more information to come on that. So, guys... we'll be there. We will be there from noon to 2 on Saturday. I hope to see you there. Congratulations, as I'm learning about Brinity, the winning couple from last night's Love Island.
Okay.
I've never watched a moment of Love Island, but I know a lot of you do enjoy Love Island. So here's how the show works, and I'm going to submit my Coco for it, because
I've never seen it.
A reality dating competition where attractive young single contestants show up and are islanders.
Yeah.
You're an attractive single young contestant, I'm going to get you on there.
I mean...
their goal is to couple up to find love and and avoid being eliminated. I guess you couple up, and I don't know anything about this. You couple up, and then... to disrupt relationship, producers introduce new attractive contestants called bombshells. Bombshells usually get to pick up someone to date, testing the loyalty. The public gets to vote. And I guess last night in the finale, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cody is far too old. They were calling the 29-year-old on the show the older man. He's nearly 30. The 29-year-old's nearly 30. In the finale... the pair, like the winning pair, is presented with $100,000.
Wow.
At least in the article I'm reading. The couple faces one final trust test. The partner who holds the prize envelope can then choose whether to split the money between them or ghost you and take all the money home with them.
Oh, and they took the, they're going to split.
Well, assuming they were posing together on TV this morning. I think that they're probably still together. So.
Wow. No, I've never seen an episode of it.
From what I've learned through ShowFam in our chat is that it is an investment. Like, it's an every night thing.
You got to vote and all that.
People start, like, Katie is always telling us, and Sister's like, yeah, we got Love Island. Like, it's a 40-hour-a-week job, I think, to be a fan of Love Island.
So. Gotcha. Yeah, nope, I've just never seen it.
I don't know what you're going to do with all your free time now.
I don't know now. Love Island 2?
Let's go back to Florida. As it's been a little bit of a session this morning, we're talking villages earlier. Well, Cody, this is a place right up your alley. As a pizza place will accept pythons as payment. The 2026 Florida Python Challenge.
So you just go snag a couple snakes, get yourself a pie?
Because didn't we learn that they're an invasive species, the Burmese pythons that are down there?
Yep.
And they want them dead, so they want you to kill them?
They want all of them out of there.
They say Dustin Crum of Wildman's... All right, I'm going to read you the whole name of his business
Dustin
here.
Crum.
Wildman's Pizza, Pasta, and Pythons in Everglades City.
Okay.
Says, quote, you can trade in a python for a pizza. The annual challenge hosted by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. So this is legal. This is legit.
Legal beagle.
Is also offering up $25,000 in prizes for hunting the invasive reptiles threatening the Everglades. Crum also. Yeah, I'm going to read this. I'm going to keep going. This guy's going to have a Netflix show.
Oh, boy.
Dustin Crum also uses the python bones for jewelry. The bones are their money.
Oh, the bones are the money. The bones are the dollars.
And then uses the python fat for skin creams and soaps. Everything gets used, he said. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. I don't need to eat a python pizza.
No, I don't want a python pizza because are they the same people that did the iguana one?
Oh, remember that? You could kill the iguanas.
This isn't, no, I'm just okay. I mean, I'd like to get free
Florida's just a different place.
The snacks, but...
Florida sticks out like that because we really don't want it attached to us.
No, we're kind of just like...
We're like, yeah, like Florida
stretch
is...
Stretch ourselves away from it.
Like you're like in a group at a party and there's like the one person everyone's slowly inching away from. That's what Florida is to this country. We're like, yeah, that's... No, you're doing...
We got gators!
Oh, yeah, you're doing great, Florida. You're doing great.
I got snacks!
Cool, what do you got over there, huh?
I got scorpions!
Mm-hmm. I got old people doing it, David! David, go get the pythons! David, get my white zombie CD. Come on. This guy wrecked. David, where's my white zombie CD?
David.
They're the former goths that moved down here. David.
They want to listen to while we do hand stuff.
Come here, David. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. If you're tuned in right now, you'll notice our camera looks a little hazy. I believe that has to do with the Canadian wild smoke.
Yep, that's great.
So wildfire smoke is affecting the studio. So
this has worked out well. It's already...
The studio's got a yellowish hue to
it. I get
it.
That, you know, obviously up in Canada, it's much, much worse, but this gave me such PTSD from 3 years ago,
I know, because it ruined your summer.
Oh, my God, it was so awful.
Hopefully, it's only a few days. It was a substantial amount of time.
Yeah, this sounds like it's just the next couple days, and then we're okay.
Okay, once the winds shift, man's in the east.
Bye.
So why does Lenny Kravitz work out in leather pants? Well, he explains in Men's Health. I know how much you love Lenny Kravitz.
Because we learned about this a long ass time ago. Because we saw that video. What?
Of him with his genitals
falling out? No, working out in leather pants.
Uh-huh.
And there's just no explanation.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just like a how hard Lenny Kravitz works thing or whatever. But he had on his leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to... I'd like an explanation.
They asked. They said... Why do you work out in leather pants? It wasn't a bit. Like, I assumed it was a stupid bit.
No.
In his new Men's Health interview, he said, I perform on stage in leather, and those are the pants I wear to train. It also means I can fit a workout in anytime, anywhere. He's in phenomenal shape. Like, in this, he's got 8-pack.
Yeah.
He's, what, 62 years old or something at this point?
He just does sit-ups all days long.
He's just blessed with either DNA, this hard work ethic. He wrote 2 songs that people like. Right. Yeah. It's carried him for a long time.
Big floppy dong.
To get an idea of his diet, Lenny Kravitz. Yes, Lenny Kravitz.
Yep, Lenny Kravitz.
Does not eat anything before 3 or 4 p.m.
And then it's only cucumbers, carrots, and a slight lettuce.
I don't know if he does snake meal. I do snake meal. Yesterday I did a Panchitos burrito, dude.
I saw that. That's what you want with that.
What am I doing?
And I was gonna, and I forgot, I was gonna agree with some of the people. You do know you don't have to finish.
Bro!
That, right? You don't have to. They don't, it's not a requirement for being able
then
to get it next time.
Why do they make it? Where am I gonna do with the other half?
A lot of people.
What?
Save it.
How do they do that?
Or later. They'll cut it in half.
You guys aren't familiar with Panchitos. It's the burrito spot up the road from us.
Mm-hmm.
We went and shot our Cuse Nutrition video, and then I was like, you know what? Because my family had lunch plans. They were doing something else for lunch. I was like, I'll get myself something and then eat at home because I got a whole day of editing ahead of me. So I stopped, and I get this burrito, and I drive home with it, dude.
Yeah.
And I ate the whole thing, and I was just like, what?
You don't have to.
Why? How? This is a food that they sell to human people?
Yep, could have cut it in half.
It weighs more. I'm pretty sure it weighs more than both of my children when they were born.
Yeah, it's a substantial burrito, dude. It's thick. She thick, bro.
And I just sat there and what I gotta do is what everybody's saying I gotta do. Well, self-control. But what I gotta do is I gotta, like, no! Stop it, brain.
Hey!
Because I keep... How many scoops, Cousin Jay? The burrito's like at least 50 scoops.
50 scoops. No, yeah.
At the halfway point, I should just go knock it off. Or nip it in the bud and not get a super burrito. Get a regular burrito.
Or what you got to do, but you, again, you eat like a duck. You got to just stop for like...
That's what I'm saying. I got to stop.
Instead of halfway through being like, hey, no! Just... Get up and walk away. Give your tummy time to settling things down. And then after like 5 minutes, you could be like, oh, I am fulfilled.
I need to put it in a lock box or something. Because it's too much food for one sitting. I was full the rest of the day.
That's what I mean. You'll cut it in half, put the other half in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even tempted. Out of sight, out of mind. You don't.
But then
even
I'll
have
know it's in the fridge
for later. You got your half out right now. You're eating that half.
This is the argument I have all the time. Is that I know I have an addictive personality. It's in my DNA.
Yeah.
I want to do all of the substances, including food.
Yeah.
So when it's I have delicious. It in front of me, oh boy.
So again. Out of sight, out of mind.
I just need to get a regular burrito.
Not in front
just
of you.
Just get a regular burrito, you fat bitch. Get a regular burrito. You don't need to eat a super burrito.
Yeah, but.
And it keeps getting bigger. And I don't even put that much
burrito.
In it.
No.
I do chicken, beans, rice, cheese, sour cream. 5 ingredients. It's the size of a small toddler.
Yeah.
She and thick. Then I eat the whole thing. She's thick.
She's thick. Do you cut it or do you just hand? No, just write on it.
Well, I used to just eat it in my car. Just like a complete alcoholic, just shame eat that in my car.
Just
but it was too big. Taco Bell, I can eat in my car.
Yeah.
That's just too big.
No, there's nothing you can do about that. Yeah, that. And your car's going to stank like burrito meat for a while. You start
because it starts to
down.
Fall apart. Like it just start like the rice starts to fall apart. Yep. It's almost like a knife and fork meal. And I know that's sacrilege, but it's almost put it on a plate.
Yep.
Cut it open.
Yep.
Like Cody says, once you get to the halfway point,
you're done. Nah, just cut it in half.
No, not a...
And then you're good to go.
That's why I don't have Lenny Kravitz's gorgeous body. He says, typically, I'll have an egg white omelet with a lot of vegetables, then a protein shake, and then later I'll have a salad.
Oh.
That sounds boring. So
it is Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, it's Lenny Kravitz. You're eating rabbit food. He says he doesn't train to be big or bulky. Quote, I want a very narrow silhouette, more like Spider-Man meets Bruce Lee, if you know what I mean. And he does, if you're looking at his men's health photos.
Spider-Man versus Bruce Lee, gotcha.
He's just cut as hell at 60-something. What? How old is Lenny Kravitz?
Spider-Bruce.
62.
Bruce.
62, and he looks like that.
Are you gonna go Spider-Bruce's way?
Lenny Kravitz ain't eating my snake meal. And I did. I ate a snake meal. Like, you know that video?
And this was legit. Like, you ate like a newborn baby, and then like you stole a newborn baby from a crib along the riverside.
Yeah, like I was going to exactly say, it's like when you see those footage of like Brazil, and there's a giant python with a big bulge in its belly. And here's what I did.
That's you.
Here's what I did. I ate the Panchito Super Burrito, first mistake. And I'm like, I couldn't stop. But your brain doesn't catch up to how full you are, whatever.
First mistake, he says.
I make many mistakes.
Uh-oh.
So then I eat this. And I'm like, all right, I got to get the podcast up for today because Cody was busy, so I was going to edit it. So I run and I'm editing the podcast. And I'm editing the podcast, and I'm like, oh, boy, you're feeling it now. Oh, it's hitting now. I'm editing really fast, and I'm editing really fast, and I'm like, I got to get this up. I got this up. And then I put it on, and I go, you know what? To prepare for your interview with Mike Hall tomorrow, you should go lay on the couch and watch. It's work. You should go watch some Rust Valley Restorers. So
just
I
lay down for a minute, relax.
I'm like a big fat python with a baby gazelle in its belly. I just laid there.
Everyone came home, and your wife was like, oh, careful. Don't startle him, or he might throw it up.
Keep an eye on him. We might need to cut him open to get the gazelle out.
Yeah, just in case.
We don't know.
We don't know what he ate. It looks big, though. Hopefully it's not another newborn baby.
I'm a disaster. 2 days till birth, though. We're going to find it out. We're going to find out what it is.
Nobody's gotten any closer to finding out, like, what's...
No, because it's silly internet lore. And I like that because I'm a kid of the internet and I like silly little promotions. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to be thawing on Friday, but they're going to be thawing something. They got bands.
Wow,
their social media is
getting
a ton of attention. They've been on the news. So I don't know. We're going to find out what the bird thaw event is on Friday.
Yep. Weird.
It better be a real bird. All right.
Better be an ostrich.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, though, first and foremost, we got a Whiskey Wednesday show. Come and get yourself something to drink.
Speaking of big long necks.
What? Come watch me eat an entire burrito in one sitting. No, I will not be doing that, but I will be drinking some booze.
At one point, for something, you should do that.
What?
I think people should see.
A live stream of me eating?
Just to see, what we talk about. Well, yeah, but it's different here than it is of like you sitting down, you're at your home base.
Mm-hmm.
And
I get into it.
Yep.
And I just really get into it.
Because that's different. Because, yes, you go wild
watch
here.
Watch me do the old 96er. Gotta eat the gristle.
Well, I was going to say, it depends on if you got to eat the gristle or not. Well, I don't want to see it.
So we will be back on Twitch and the show.fm at 7 p.m. today for a little whiskey show. I will enjoy. JoJo witnessed it. She said he inhales food. It's amazing. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like this.
It's just.
I've always been like this.
Yeah, it's just how he is.
My mother's always yelled at me saying no one's going to take it away from you, Josh. Slow down, Josh.
See, but that right there makes me...
Wait till it cools off, Josh.
That makes me weary.
What?
I never said I thought someone was going to be trying to take it.
So then who's going to take it?
Yeah, what do you know? Oh, hey, Josh, don't worry. No Russian spies are going to be trying to steal your chicken nuggets.
Hold on a second.
You don't need to eat them so fast. Meanwhile, Soviet Greg is in background waiting for you.
waiting and sitting and wait. All right, other
side
of this. I wait
for you to leave nugget.
Other side of this, I think I got to get my first World Cup win. I have not beat Cody once in our gaming stream.
But yet over here sits Soviet Cody. He'll kick you in balls.
England at Argentina.
Oh,
heads, I'm England. Tails, I'm Argentina.
I was Mbappe yesterday. I was a superstar.
Oh,
so
I'm England.
Oh, he's going to England.
You get messy.
I'm going to score so many goals now. Now it's over.
All right.
You want to be Argentina?
No,
I don't mind.
I'll be England.
Okay, I don't mind.
It's disgusting. On our 250th, I got to be England.
On our birthday, you're going to be the king's team. All right.
You say the price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. And you cry.
What nerdy Broadway things are. Okay.
All right, here's your schedule of events. We're going to play England at Argentina right now. I will be England. Cody is Argentina.
Oh,
put
man.
Put up a bet for Twitch, of course. I'm back on twitch.tv slash... And, sorry. I'm hammered. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm tonight for a Whiskey Wednesday at 7 p.m. Okay?
I shook his hand.
I know. I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry.
I didn't know about the pansy.
I mean, that was yesterday, so a lot of things could have happened between then and now. Yeah. Anyways, jump in there. We're going to hang. We're going to hang, play our games. Radio World, you're going to get the 90s at 9 with a band, a bunch of you we're going to see on Sunday.
Cool.
311. It's K-Rock.